All right. This was not dropped at 5 a.m. because, my bad, my neighbors. Because life, you know what I'm saying? The girl had to go to the gym. But we're going to play this together. All right. This one is Don't Be a Slave to Niceness. I wonder if this is exclusive. Hold on. Welcome to She Gets a Podcast. This is episode 30. Happy Friday. Don't be a slave to niceness. That's what I want to talk about today. Y'all see the title. Y'all already know I'm about to go in. We've already talked about this. Y'all know I hate killing no good hoes in life with kindness because they don't need the shit because they haven't earned it, okay? They're not gonna learn about nothing wrong that they did if you keep giving them your goodness, okay? Let them sit in that I feel guilty shit. Let them sit in that lesson, okay? Let them stir that pot, okay? Trying to be the nice person surrounded by assholes is rough. It is very rough. Even at work, I try so hard to not be irritated, annoyed, or go off on these people because I know they're being passive aggressive, which I hate. I know that they're being vindictive. And I work with a lot of entitled, lazy assholes who love to take advantage of who doesn't do their job correctly and find loopholes instead of doing their job correctly and giving the proper information. So I'm here to tell you if a motherfucker does not deserve your niceness, stop giving it away. Welcome to She Gets It Pod, because I'm going to tell you straight. Let's go. Sticky note time. The judge told Biden no to paying them loans. So, hey, guess what? I guess they ain't gonna get paid.
Oh, God.
Y'all really gotta stop buying cars y'all cannot afford and bitching about every payment you got. If it's gonna stretch you too thin, don't get it. If you really gotta think about the payment and get pissed off and depressed every time you gotta make a payment, don't get it. Okay, Krispy Kreme service this past weekend pissed me off. It pissed me off. The coffee was trash. They gave me the coffee, filled it all the way to the rim, and then gave me the creamer to put in the coffee in a bag through the drive-thru. Bitch, if I wanted to make my own cup of coffee, I would go home, make my own cup of coffee, put it in the car, and drink it to my destination. But I didn't. I wanted you to make it. When I go to Dunkin' Donuts, they don't do me like that. Then I sat and I told her, I want 2 strawberry sprinkled donuts, and I want 2 chocolate sprinkled donuts, and 1 regular. And this hoe gave me 2 strawberry sprinkled donuts, 2 regular ass, funky ass, boring ass, chocolate frosted, and 1 regular donuts. That's not what I asked for.
Why be in customer service if you don't want a customer service? Why do it? Why ask me what I want if you're going to give me what you think I should have? Why do it? Make it make sense.
So yeah, you will never catch me at a Krispy Kreme. I'm good. Dunkin' Donuts it is, okay? Let me tell you something. Them Ralph Lauren hoodies are hot as fuck. That is real fleece. When I tell you I was super warm in that this weekend when it was cold, I was nice and toasty Saturday in that thing. Okay? Quality shit matters. Buy you some quality shit. Okay? Before we get into this episode, let me just let you know right now what the podcast spotlight is. To all the people, podcast with Janelle Roberts, where she talks about navigating the white world and all of the shit we usually have to deal with a lot of times with some people, not all, because y'all not all horrible, but the bulk of the matter. Y'all just not having a conversation about how y'all can be better at the table. We deal with it, okay? So check out that podcast. It's called To All the People Podcast with Janelle Roberts. Now let's get into the meat of the show because I got things to say as always. Whew. Talk about niceness. You don't want to be a slave to being nice to everybody all the damn time. It's like when someone asks you for a stick of gum because they see that you got gum. And what we used to do when we gave them gum, we used to tell them, don't tell nobody I gave you this. That is the infamous thing that we did when we would give people that we did not want to give a stick of gum, so they want to snitch us out in front of everybody. And then later on, when you see that person chewing the fuck out your gum that you gave them, you see someone, you got gum? Give me gum. It wasn't my gum. Somebody gave it to me. Who gave you gum? And you look them dead in the fucking eye. You better not. And they'd be like, that was in my other period, my other class. Okay, we got a soldier. Niceness is just like that. Everybody don't deserve your niceness. Being nice to people who don't deserve it is beneficial to who? I'll wait.
Nobody.
Who's benefiting off of that? What lesson is someone that's not being a good person learning when you're being nice to them when their behavior is horrible? I'll wait. Let's ask all them parents of them badass kids that be on Dr. Phil. I'll wait. Accepting work changes at the last minute every time it pops up won't have anyone respect your time. They're going to keep asking you to stay later. They're going to keep asking you to come in for people who have called out. They're going to bypass the fact that you are a person and you have a life and you do want to enjoy your days off. Just because you live next door to the job doesn't mean you want to come in for extra hours. Like, we have to stop just allowing people to make us into a rug. We have to stop allowing people to just walk into our office. And when I say our office, meaning walking into our lives where they are not invited. Okay? Accepting that a woman or a man can stay with you, can be in a relationship with you back after the eighth time they cheated is good for who? Who is that benefiting? Say with me, is benefiting the one with the bad behavior. So why are we trying to be nice to everybody? Why are we not setting up these boundaries? Why do we feel like when we go into a workplace, we must say good morning to everybody? We must smile at everybody because the CEO and the exec and the district managers are coming in. I must dress my best. I must be very polite. I must have all these great things to say about a job when they're really not treating us that well. Why do we feel like we have to put that on? Because if you really share the truth with people, guess what? They're either going to get better or they're going to get lost. And if they get lost and they weren't better anyway, is that a loss or is that a gain? I'm just trying to help y'all think through this niceness thing. I'm trying to help y'all because a lot of y'all stuck on stupid. If your niceness breaks you, you have to stop it. If your niceness is making you depressed, you have to stop it. If you're giving and giving and giving till you have nothing, is leaving you sad and feeling like you let yourself down again, you have to try something different. Mm-hmm. And it's two letters. No. N-O. No. Allowing people who don't want to wait in front of who follow the rules behind you is not you being nice because you want to be nice. You are a sap hoe. I want to fight. Because all the people who went to the right lane and waited in line, you have the audacity to be further up and let someone who purposely went in the wrong lane to cut in front of everybody who's been waiting.
I hate that so much.
To get in front. So you know you're not one car back. You pushing all these cars back one. Like, sometimes I don't feel sorry for people who don't have boundaries, who don't set them, who don't live by any type of integrity or principle, because the same people who refuse to set boundaries are the same people that complain about what they don't, what they can't, and if only they had. But majority of the time you did have, you gave it away. Majority of the time you did care at one time, but you cared so much that you ain't got no more care left. Mm-hmm. You have to have boundaries for people or they will empty your soul. No one gets a lifetime of cookies in heaven after death. Even if it exists or not. You don't get it. You don't get any rewards for being a pushover. You don't get any rewards for standing there holding the door for one person. And then because everybody's coming in from work, you're going to sacrifice yourself to be late. Clocking in because you want to be nice and hold the door for everybody. So many people are on the internet right now doing the most to be able to have the brag to be like, did you see how many numbers I got? Did you see, you know, this person, you know, retweet my this? Did you see this person play my video or add it in? If that video or that picture was you disrespecting yourself, your standard is too low. Your standard is too low. If you're bragging about being on the Shade Room, your standard is too low. It's too low. It could be higher. But you got to make sure it's higher. You got to set the standard. You got to set the tone. If you have enough for yourself and others, okay, cool, help. But if people are purposely not trying and then looking to you to help them every time so they could lay back and chill, they're taking advantage of you. If you genuinely want to give a hug to someone, give them a hug. You don't have to take a picture and you don't have to record it. If you want to help a homeless person, do it. Don't record it.
Right.
I'm not telling you to be a dick, but I am telling you to protect your heart. I'm not telling you to leave who you're in a relationship with, but I'm telling you, if you feel yourself getting harder and harder with people and less forgiving with people,
colder and colder,
and less likable with the people because you're frustrated about the love and the effort that you're giving this one person over here who's been disrespecting you. It's no longer their fault because you are choosing to stay somewhere where you are being disrespected. You are choosing to continue.
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall. Like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way, so you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
Continuously do for someone who is disrespecting you. So no, you are not the victim. You are choosing to not do anything different. You have to set boundaries. You have to stop looking to blame someone else on why you didn't do, or why you stayed, or why you kept giving. Okay? There are people who love you and depend on you and want something great for you, but you gotta want that for yourself. You gotta set the limits for yourself. You gotta create the boundaries for yourself. Like I tell y'all all the time on random episodes, if I ain't in a relationship, if I'm not building with that man, he is getting a level five of dealing with me. He's not getting the best dealing with me.
Simply the best.
I'm going to reserve that. Even when I feel like, I feel like doing something nice. I feel like going out to eat with somebody. If I'm not building with that person, and that person and I only deal with each other on a certain level, I'm not calling them to go eat. I'm not calling them to go do an event with. I'm not calling them to go to a concert. The afterthoughts. Like, I'm not. Reserve that for people who reciprocate the effort you're giving. It's not being mean, it's being efficient. It's not being mean, it's being smart. Mm-hmm. It's not being stingy, it's being smart. I think women do it better than men. But when women are in love, or when women are caught up or manipulated to a point where they can't see what it really is, and they can't step out of it to be able to see what it is from afar, they get lost and caught up in it. But I think men are easy at setting a boundary. If a woman calls up a man right now and he wants nothing to do with her but one thing, and she be like, I want to get my hair done and it costs $200. Can you cash at me? He gonna be like, no. Because he don't like her enough to spend that on her. If she was like, she was hungry and she wanted to go to Capital Grill, and he thinking more Chick-fil-A, walking, not drive through, not let me order now so we can quickly go pick it up. Like, walk in. Sis, it's not reciprocating like it's supposed to be reciprocating. Okay? If your idea of getting him a Christmas gift this season is a Rolex, and his idea of getting you a Christmas gift is a text, y'all not on the same level. Y'all not. It's not even about you being on the same page at that point. It's y'all in two different books.
Yeah.
The titles ain't even the same. The thickness ain't even the same.
Yeah.
Okay? So really, really gauge yourself with people. Gauge yourself at that job. Stop thinking that job is a great job and they're always going to keep you, because it's going to be a lot of layoffs. Mm-hmm. Come December, January, February, March. So if you're not prepping your resume, building your skills.
Mind you, this was recorded November 18th of 2022. It is 2025 and we are back full circle in some bullshit regarding layoffs.
Looking at what jobs are looking for in their post on LinkedIn. Talking to your peers. Have the savings just in case. This is not the year to go buku on Christmas. It's just not. This is not the year to be traveling for no reason. It's just not. Okay? This is the time of preparation. Okay? Prepare. This is not the time to go ahead and get you another credit card when you're already in debt on three of them. This is not the time to be telling family they could come stay with you if you can't afford a high electric bill and water bill. Okay? You know how people like to come visit your house and touch your thermostat? Like, if you cannot afford it, don't say I'll do it. If you cannot show up, don't say you'll show up. You can't be everybody's everything. Okay? You're going to have some boundaries for your niceness. You cannot help everybody. You are not Mother Teresa. And I'm sure she even had a day off. Okay? We are not superheroes. As much as we love Black Panther, that is not us. Okay? We can be a part of a community. We can reach out to the village. But we cannot be one person and be the village. We cannot. Okay? It's about balance. It's about give and take. It's about pouring into each other. It's about, before you call me and you start venting and ranting and giving me your negativity, ask me, how was my day? Ask me, are you in the right headspace to give me some advice? Stop throwing your shit on people. Okay? Stop waking people up out their sleep at 2 a.m. because some guy or some girl they told you stop dealing with, just kicked you out the house or took your car or broke your, you know, your front door or flattened your tires. Like, stop calling me. Handle your business. Sometimes people are hard-headed. Sometimes people really have to have the rug of life pulled from under them to be like, damn, I should have did this. Damn, I should have did that. Damn, I should have listened. Set up your boundaries. I tell people all the time, I am not your emergency person. I am not coming. The only two people that I'm emergency person for is my kids. And sometimes my mom, if she's not near. Okay? Do what you can handle. So you can be able to handle what you do. Stop allowing jobs to stress you out, because when they can't stress you out, guess what they gonna do?
Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay?
I appreciate you. All right. You can find me at Shambi Potten on most social media platforms. You can find me on shambipotten.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shambi Potten spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. I have somebody else in your place to stress them out.
Yeah.
Like, my job, they offer OT all the time. Yeah, I could take overtime all the time, but I've been sitting here for 7 fucking hours of my day. I don't want to sit here anymore and do any more work. That's why my back hurting right now. Sitting. Working. Like, I purposely took days off of work for this month and last month to do absolutely nothing. Because the way that I work, I deserve to feel good. And if I'm working to the point where my hand is hurting, my eyes are irritated, and my back is hurting, and all I get is like a few hours of my day to myself, I'm taking off days and I'm using my PTO. Okay? Stop being nice to people and corporations that don't deserve it. Stop allowing people to feel like you're a pushover because they're going to keep pushing. And most importantly, if you have kids, your kids are looking. You know what really helped me be who I am is watching my mom try to do everything for everybody and mostly do a lot for everybody. And everybody loved the fact that, oh, Aunt Jen is here. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. But nobody was really checking on her and seeing if she was okay, see if she was tired, see if she ate, see if she took her medicine and all of that. And I'm just like, hell nah. There has to be a boundary. Even working retail, when I started working retail, I like being clean so much, and I like organization so much, and I like things being where the fuck it's supposed to be so much that I just felt good about the place being a mess so I can fold it, clean it up, and make sure it's back great before the next day. And of course, the job loved it because somebody that really had integrity and took great pride in the job that they had. And I know they're going to do their work and I don't have to babysit them to do it. But at the same time, at what expense? They saw me as, she's not going to say no. She's going to do it. And when people see you as she or he is not going to say no, he'll go ahead and do it. They start making excuses of why they're invading your space, invading your time, why they're abusing the fact that you are willing. Don't be too willing. Create a boundary for your sanity. All right? My name is Shan. I told you I don't tell you no lies. Don't be a slave to niceness. You can find me at Shambi Podden. All right? I'm out.
I have the same thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Nothing has changed. Being nice to people who could be better or should be better, or know better, does not help them, and it does not help the people who go to come in their path later. People who need to learn how to treat people, need to learn how to treat people. And when you pacify people who do not treat people the best, they think what they do is okay. And so my point of don't be a slave to niceness is to balance yourself out and protect your giving personality, protect your do more effort, protect your time, protect the time you need to be given to yourself. And by all means, give it to people who are deserving, give it to people who are in need. But we all are out here with work to do. I still have work to do. You still have work to do. But if people who have work to do keep getting pacified, the work won't get done. And that is my point. Thank you so much for checking out this recap. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope y'all not out here spending y'all rent and mortgage money on these companies with their bogus sales. It wasn't even like a lot of people out this morning when I went to the gym, which tells you like people really don't care about having things anymore, because they peep what's really going on. And so I know these Black Friday numbers are going to be shit. But anywho, enjoy your weekend and I will check you guys next week. Peace.